T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The Parkins and Spiegel Show.
If y'all ready, give me a hell yeah.
Oh, hell yeah.
Dave Lonstead in studio. We talked to Joe Girardi last week about you.
My man, Joe. The builder that built our house built 3 homes in Lake Forest. Joe's, Scottie Pippen's, and mine. And so we went over and looked at Scottie's.
How was Pippen?
I didn't really get to know Scottie until I'm coaching the Dolphins, and I ran into him at a club, and he was had his big boat down there then in Fort Lauderdale. So I invited him to a game. Okay?
Of course. And then, of course, you got a Pippen story.
It's unbelievable.
And the next thing I know, every week it's a text. Hey, coach, and Scottie's not showing up by himself. Okay?
Pippen knows better than that. If I had a chance to do it over again, I probably wouldn't change it.
We had Scottie and whoever he had with him in the box. You know who was in our box more than Scottie Pippen was Sammy Sosa.
Down in Florida?
Down in the Dolphins.
Wow. Yeah, that makes sense.
So, Dusty Baker and I have a little relationship. So when Dusty was coaching the Cubs, I'm down in the dugout before the game with my kids and Jan, and we're BSing, and Dusty says, come on in, let me introduce you to Sammy and some of the guys. So I go in, so we're BSing, and I said, hey, call me sometime, I know you live in Miami. Sure enough, here comes Sammy, and Sammy doesn't show up by himself either.
A lot of people was against me. No question about it, or my enemy.
And then Pat Riley, he got in. Pat and I became friends. I went down and talked to the Bulls.
I'm just trying to live up to Coach Wonstadt's, icon status. He's the most interesting man in the world.
The police often question him just because they find him interesting. His blood smells like cologne. He is the most interesting man in the world.
I don't always drink beer, but when I do,
I see light mango.
We go Here we go, Tony.
The Parkins and Spiegel Show. Afternoons from 2 to 6 on 670 The Score in Odyssey Station.
He is the most interesting man in the world, and not just because of real estate. He's our friend Dave Wonstadt. He's going to Italy. So he's available unless he's doing something, but he's not going to be available for a couple of weeks.
Yeah, we'll miss him. But he's got a friend with a spread in Tuscany that looked outrageous.
Yeah, he was showing us pictures during the break.
It was like a produced video with a soundtrack.
I've never been to Florence. So I'm like, oh, cool. What are you doing there? How long have you been? He's like, well, I got a friend. And then he said 4,000 acres.
4,000 acres in Tuscany.
Yeah.
Friend has.
Yeah.
Decent.
Yeah. It sounds like a lot of acres.
4,000 acres.
A lot of different buildings. It's sort of a compound. I'm telling you, produced video with a soundtrack. Come rent out part of my 4,000 acres. And then you and I told him about our moments in Florence, one of the most beautiful places in the world. I was there a long, long time ago, but it has never left me. Incredible.
Yeah, Steph and I did our honeymoon in Italy and spent 4 days in Florence.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember, what sports t-shirt were you wearing in Florence?
There was a few different ones.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Because the Venice ones, I remember.
Yeah, the Refrigerator Perry.
Fridge
shirt.
Perry. I think there was a NBA Jam.
NBA Jam made its way there. Disco Demolition Derby, I think, an appearance in Florence.
Yeah, Danny traipsing all over some of the most hallowed ground in the history of the planet, representing Chicago sports.
Well,
got to
let him know.
Would you do it again?
I'm not embarrassed by it.
Yeah.
It's just comfortable t-shirts. It was hot.
Yeah, I get it.
Yeah, so it is what it is. I don't wear t-shirts as often anymore. Now I wear logoed polos.
Yeah, you do.
So I've really stepped up my game.
Yeah, I don't wear t-shirts as much either.
You're wearing one now.
They're very comfortable. It is great to be alive.
Yeah.
It's great to be alive. It's some people write it the wrong way.
Yeah.
But yeah, in honor of our dear friend, the departed Lynn Bramer, I can tell you I spoke to Sarah Bramer and Wilson Bramer today. There is very cool musical event coming later in the summer. to honor Lynn. It's going to be awesome. It's going to be an awesome day, and I know it'll be announced at some point officially via Odyssey. So pay attention, folks.
Good job not scooping the announcement.
Yeah. I think so. I think that was okay. Yeah. I just did. I don't know.
Standard.
Standard.
Yeah. We are.
Speaks went to my school of communication. Just say it, and then if something happens,
well,
something happens, you deal with it then.
I didn't give out much. I really didn't.
No.
I just said, be looking around for something cool.
Be looking around. Be listening.
Yeah.
Stay tuned. That's a tease.
That's a tease right there.
For all you listeners out there.
It's true.
Hey, how about some good news? Minor injury, minor forearm tightness for Justin Steele.
Yeah,
Bruce Levine and others reporting.
Maybe he'll miss a start, or maybe not even.
Yeah.
We'll see what happens there.
Yeah.
That's good news.
That is legitimately good news.
I projected so hard onto you the other day.
You really did?
Yeah, because I knew that everybody was going to be thinking Tommy John. I'm like, I don't think this is Tommy John. And then you used the word transformative. Like, I think you were saying a potentially transformative.
I mean, if it was
that was enough.
If it was bad news, they were really screwed. And now they're only merely kind of screwed.
Yeah, but I think you're right, though, that if it was bad news, it would have pushed Jed and would have pushed the idea towards Sellers with some rapidity.
And he wouldn't have had to say it. It would have just played out, right? Like, one of the best things about the Cubs has been Justin Steele.
Yeah.
And the reliability of the front of their starting rotation with him and Stroman and Smiley. And that has allowed not as many innings for the worst part of their team that you would normally get if starters weren't going deep into games. So if you removed one of those pillars, it would have been a huge problem. So this feels like something as of now that they can weather. Obviously not good, but something that they can weather.
Yeah, it's never good to have the forearm tightness, but in this case, it doesn't mean, either A, Tommy John surgery immediately necessary, or B, shut down for a while to hope that it strengthens and doesn't pop soon. It seems to be better than that. And if my math is correct, after our bet on Friday, Shane Reardon owes me $10,000, right?
I mean, if the bet...
Crescendo! I made money on it.
If the bet was, will he or won't he need Tommy John surgery?
Yes!
And you said won't.
I said he won't.
Shane said will, and the stakes were $10,000, and he's not having time. I think you owe him 10 grand.
I think you owe me 10 grand.
Oh, so now it's definitive that Justin Steele will never again need Tommy John surgery? Is that what we're saying?
So this is a lifetime thing?
So you're saying that a pitcher has had forearm tightness before, and then they say, no, you don't need it, and then he goes out there again, and then his forearm is still tight?
Well, if he ends up needing Tommy John surgery, Speaks will pay you back.
Well, this would be like Kevin Cash. Kevin Cash of the Rays had Tommy John surgery as a manager.
Yeah.
I heard that the other day as well. Yeah. I didn't know that.
Point in Justin Steele's life.
I believe that was the McNugget of the day, if memory serves.
When Justin Steele retires, if he has not had Tommy John surgery from last Thursday, or not last Thursday, Wednesday, this Wednesday.
Friday.
This Wednesday.
Okay.
We're saying days.
Yeah. Since then, I'll give you 10 grand. But I'm not ruling out the possibility
Wait a minute.
Justin Steele may need Tommy John at some point.
This goes firmly against the spirit of the bet. It was absolutely about the injury, and I was like hope trafficking with myself. You came on and blew me out of the water. You blasted me away, and you said, he's getting Tommy John, dude. He's getting Tommy John, and I said, no, he's not.
And you named the stakes.
You did.
Is the injury over? Is he back and pitching yet?
No.
Okay. Not quite.
All right. Sounds good.
So
this is what backpedaling sounds like on the radio, folks.
So what constitutes him being back? Two starts? If he makes two starts, then he's back, and he didn't need Tommy John.
Once he retires and he hasn't had Tommy John again, then we'll talk about the terms.
Oh, my God.
Then we'll talk about the terms.
But
Speaks, you have to understand.
What?
If I'm still a radio producer, it's going to take me a little while to get you that 10 grand.
Payment plan.
I like Danny's
idea.
Lose
my number.
Yeah, I like Danny's idea. Go ahead and give it to me now. And if he does get Tommy John,
back 20.
You know what? Okay.
Because then you would have lost the bet.
I'll do that.
You get to return the 10, and then you would have been the loser.
That's right.
Alternatively, you can give me 20 now.
Told you I was in the bargaining stage.
There you go.
But yeah, I think You definitely owe me 10 grand, but we did not define the timeline. So the best way to do it is Danny's plan. If you're giving me 10 grand now, if anybody out there could loan Shane grand, 10 grand so he could give it to me, and then I'll give you the 20 back when he
It's a really
retires.
Good investment.
Yeah.
It's a really good investment.
I'd invest in me.
Yeah, I would too.
Yeah.
I would too. Except you're just immediately going to give the money to somebody else. So not a great investment. But
I got a tab over at Rosemary.
Oh.
I got to pay that off.
Oh, it's a spot.
Is that really something that happens?
No. I pay by the visit.
Okay. That would be amazing.
But I'd give them 10 grand and say, hey, my next, 2 years are covered.
Good use of money.
Got options.
Don't go to Shane for financial advice. We'll talk NBA Finals in 20 minutes with Sean Devaney. He's great on it. There is a news story about the Bears not going to Arlington Heights, but also not going to Soldier Field. What the hell does it mean? Next on The Score.
The Parkinson Spiegel Show.
Well, that, and there's the name.
Afternoons on The Score.
Unlike other cities, we don't walk away from our most storied and iconic assets. We build on our history and make it the foundation of our future. Welcome to Chicago for the next generation and beyond.
Gonna have to redo the video.
I was wondering if this is an opportunity for us to reach out to friend of the show, Bill Curtis, who said, hey, if there's ever something going on with Soldier Field, why don't you reach out? We can stay on top of it. Till then, BK. That's the way that he signed his text.
Well,
is this an opportunity?
Taylor Swift is at Soldier Field. So that's something going on with Soldier Field.
I mean, we would talk to Bill Curtis every day.
Yeah, absolutely. But I first saw it reported in the Daily Herald. The Chicago Bears took a meeting with the city of Naperville, and they are exploring a move to Naperville instead of Arlington Heights.
Now, hold on, Danny, because I just read this week that they were starting demolition on the racetrack, and didn't the Bears spend a bunch of money on that property out there in Arlington Heights?
So they did, about $200 million, and Bears spokesman Scott Hagel said the Arlington Heights Stadium is, quote, at risk, citing the city's property tax assessment and a recent settlement with Churchill Downs, which they believe, quote, fails to reflect the property is not operational and not commercially viable in its current state.
Ooh.
We will continue the ongoing demolition activity and work toward a path forward with Arlington Heights, but it is no longer our singular focus, Hagel said in a statement. It is our responsibility to listen to other municipalities in Chicagoland about potential locations that can deliver on this transformational opportunity for our fans, our club, and the state of Illinois. So,
wow. Property taxes are a problem in this state.
Yeah, talk about relatable. You know how sometimes we say that, like, we really can't relate to these world-class athletes and these billion-dollar organizations and the billionaire class? Who among us hasn't bitched about our property tax assessment?
If you're lucky enough to own,
yeah,
that's what you bitch about.
Yeah.
You don't bitch about the rent anymore.
Yeah.
You shift to property tax bitching.
Exactly. So they spent $197 million on Arlington Heights, on Arlington Racetrack in Arlington Heights, and now they're taking meetings with Naperville. But apparently there's no plot of land in Naperville big enough for the proposals for the stadium, but that they might be able to demolition some stuff and raise some land and, create one. So, they're trying to be interested. I will tell you, this strikes me as leverage. Right, they closed on the deal
for the $200 million, but it's a $5 billion stadium project. $200 million pales in comparison to that. They could resell it even for a loss if the overall property taxes for the next several decades are going to be a massive problem.
Yeah, no question. I'm not saying that they aren't possibly open to other things, but if you make a $200 million real estate transaction, it's probably
One that you want to
do something with. I don't think they were buying it to flip it. You know what I mean? I don't think this was a sign and flip at the deadline for Arlington Park. Uh-huh. That doesn't strike me as what they were trying to do.
It is,
they said it was their sole focus, and now they're saying it's not their singular focus.
We won't
know. And they took a meeting with a mayor of Naperville.
Yeah, we won't know until this story shows up on one of those house-flipping reality TV shows.
Yeah.
We're just not going to know. But, you know, to continue the relatable thought, do you know anybody who's ever bought a tract of land or an old house with plans to build a dream house and then had to scrap it once they realized that a property tax assessment had changed things? Like, I know it's on a much grander scale, but this kind of thing does happen. I mean, look, it probably is leverage, and I'm sure the mayor of Naperville is thrilled that we're talking about Naperville as a viable player and that he had a meeting with the Bears, and the Bears are giving
Scott
him legitimacy. Worley. Giving him legitimacy today. Scott Worley's got to love it.
Yeah. Apparently he was just elected like a month ago, and so, you know, this is getting his name out there, getting the city's name out there, getting a meeting with, you know, a charter franchise in the NFL. But that's just, the idea is just kind of funny to me. We bought something for $200 million.
Yeah.
It's a 320-acre piece of land. This other place doesn't have any amount of land nearly big enough.
But they would destroy anything in their town.
But we'll destroy it all. We'll knock it down for you.
You tell us what you want to destroy.
Oh. You know what you want to do where that Buffalo Wild Wings is? It's gone. Those people's houses?
Need more space than the Buffalo Wild Wings.
It's a nice Buffalo Wild Wings in Naperville.
You realize what this does, though? This, quote, "It is our responsibility to listen to other municipalities in Chicagoland." That opens it up to everybody.
Oh.
Absolutely everyone. Pick a town.
Well, JD, I think you nicknamed him the Palatine Pounder.
Yeah, why not?
Seriously, if you're Palatine,
you got to get on it.
Hey, look, we already have one pounder playing professional sports.
The Pounder and the Bears.
You know that fits better for a football player. Am I right? You guys could all be Palatine Pounders if you come move out here.
Interesting thought.
Seriously, Palatine, absolute.
Change the name of the team.
We're the Palatine Pounders.
And Pounders. That's daunting. But I don't know if Talkman would like it.
It's Pounders v. Packers on Sunday Night Football.
I don't know if JD would like it. Yeah. But seriously, anybody. I mean, Schaumburg. Schaumburg is where all the big box stores go. Put a big box stadium out there. Tear down that IKEA. Let's go.
That IKEA is great. It's going nowhere. Tear down the IKEA in Bolingbrook. Bolingbrook sucks.
Oh, here we go.
Yo, man, get rid of Bolingbrook.
The classic Schaumburg-Bolingbrook rivalry has been renewed.
All right, let's open up the phone line, 302-644-6767. Do you have 300 acres of land?
I was raised in that IKEA.
Do you have 300 acres of land, and do you want the Bears to be your neighbor? Give us a call.
Exactly.
Right?
Anybody could do this.
Kevin, and we'll get you in touch with Kevin Warren and the Bears.
Yeah.
You just have to be able to pick up the score in your car. And this is not eligible to people on the Odyssey app, unfortunately.
Oh, that's too bad.
We can't have Sean and Charlotte texting in and saying that he wants them to be the Charlotte Bears.
But I think you're onto it, Danny. Look around your town.
Look around your town.
See if you have 300 acres.
You see like a golf course that should be torn down.
Right.
You see a cemetery that should be built over, something like that.
See, oh my gosh.
What?
Hold on.
What?
He's got me thinking Poltergeist. Can you imagine if the Bears built a stadium on top of a cemetery?
Probably get a tax break.
The whole thing with the Native Americans all over again.
I'm just saying there's a possibility.
Danny Christopher Columbus Parkins.
I'm just saying, if Naperville is able to get a meeting, and they literally don't have the space for an NFL stadium,
it's a big town, though.
Then
big
anybody town. Should be able to get
he
the meeting.
He discovered America is what he did. He was a brave Italian explorer. And in this house, Christopher Columbus is a hero. End of story.
Oh, do we have the Lori Lightfoot audio? Did she ever say that out loud, or was that just print?
Oh, man. It was just print. But how about,
if she said that out loud, you'd hear it every day.
How about Cole City? You know?
I think you're just waiting for your moment, Tanny, to play it.
Cole City. You know, one of these places, you know?
Yeah, sure.
Down in the south of the state, where there's not a lot going on, they got acres just lying around.
Oh, Shepkowski Stadium, Cold City.
I mean, part of Shep's family walking around with banjos on their back. They could, like, totally open it up.
All the Granite City folks would come out. They'd be mad. You know, Ranji's town.
Oh, man.
But you need, I mean, 300 acres, that's nothing down there. You got that. You got all that lying around.
All right,
if you don't have the room in your town, again, look around.
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't.
That's my point. Literally anybody is eligible if Naperville's eligible.
Go talk to your mayor. Tell them to make a call to Scott Hagel and the Bears. Convince them that you'll raise or tear anything down. You know,
that's why, like, I know you're right. Like, people make back out of deals because of property tax assessment all the time. That's true. But I would think that if you were trying to come up with leverage,
yeah,
a key component would be, we have space. Like, it's right there in the story. Like, yeah, we definitely don't have the space for an NFL stadium.
Oh,
okay.
My God. Phenomenal text coming in. Tear down the Brookfield Zoo. Keep the Bears as mascots. Bada bing, bada boom.
There you go.
Yes.
That's not bad.
Right? Medina Country Club is useless. Go ahead and put it there.
Oh, that's a nice course.
Yeah.
I don't know if I can. I don't know if I can sign off on that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we need all the good courses around here we can get.
Corey in Whitewater, Wisconsin, wants them close by. I see a multi-use facility for the UW Whitewater Warhawks and the Chicago Bears. Not in Wisconsin.
No, it's got to be Chicagoland.
Yeah, we can't do that.
Yeah, but we won't rule out Northwest Indiana. Right? The region's got to be there.
No, we for sure will.
Okay. I think we should.
Yeah, for pretty much everything.
Okay.
Certainly for talk show hosts, am I right?
Yeah.
That's terrible.
See ya. Why'd you take a shot at Hall like that?
It wasn't. It was at Mac, but now I feel bad.
I know.
It should be at Hall. And...
Yeah, you got a lot of people to apologize to at the end
of
the
segment. I apologize to everybody.
Pull out your phone right now.
David, have a crab leg, dude.
Preemptive apologies. Well,
I think the property tax issue is not going anywhere. To be serious about this for a moment, because
though?
As a racetrack, it had only been valued at $48 million. And so they wanted to get property taxes on that kind of thing. But then Churchill Downs now changes the math of the whole thing. And you've got a potential property tax nightmare on your hands for the length of time that you build the stadium. So, yes, you're right. It's a leverage play. But I don't know if it's going to work, and if it's not going to work, then they might have to scuttle this deal of 197.
What if they end up staying at Soldier Field with Laurie and Bill Curtis's remodeled plan, and Laurie gets to say, "I told you"?
Then Bill Curtis would definitely come on the show.
And Laurie would not. Sean Devaney covers the NBA, does great work. Why aren't people into the Nuggets? Next on The Score.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.